First of all, before we start, the show has been out since 2016. It's been downloaded over 2 million times. I look on Apple Podcasts. I have less than 400 reviews. How the hell is that possible? Go on Apple Podcasts and leave a goddamn review of the show. Now let's get to the business.
Stayolay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. That aggression with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You listen to the show every day to be the best version of yourself. And every episode here, we talk about locating and activating that inner drive so you can be the best you from within. That's why I'm telling you about my book, The Mirror of Motivation, which I am making available free for a limited time. This is a free physical copy. If you go to mirrorofmotivation.com to claim your free copy of this book while supplies last, you will get the self-guide to self-discipline, over 100 pages of finding that inner drive, locating that discipline that you need to build up your confidence and become the best version of you no matter what your goals are in life. So go to mirrorofmotivation.com and claim your free copy of the self-guide to self-discipline while supplies last. Mic check, 1, 2. You are tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline. You develop the discipline. Show up day after day to do the work. You bring out the discipline. Show up every single day to do the work. It's already in you. It's just what you're using it for. The confidence. You bring out also the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically to the world. And the mental toughness to keep being disciplined and keep being confident even when that plan has not been working. And on top of all this, you get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy, the self-starter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all of this together, and what you get is the mindset, the method, the philosophy, the book. If you don't have a book, go get it. It's called Work on Your Game. That's the name of the show also. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic. Today I have an open message. Every day is an open message, but today is an open message to an entrepreneur who is having a hard time right now. Either you're having a hard time figuring out what to do, where to do it, how to do it, who to do it with, who to do it for. Maybe you figured all of that out, but it still ain't producing the kind of outcome that you want to produce. I know there are a lot of entrepreneurs, future entrepreneurs, freelancers who listen to this show. Maybe we got some athletes who eventually will leave sports. Every athlete will eventually leave sports. Students who are eventually going to go out into the quote real world, close quote, and figure out what to do. Professionals who are, maybe you're with a company right now, but maybe one day you will pivot and not be with a company, or maybe the company you're with will be your company. And you're listening to this podcast right now. I have a message today for you about the road that you are on or the road that you will be on that you need to save this message, bookmark it, or whatever you got to do for future reference, because you will need this message in the future. Again, the topic is for the entrepreneur who may be having a hard time trying to figure things out right now, trying to get on the right track right now. Things are not quite falling the way that you have wanted them to fall right now. And really, you can swap out entrepreneur and put anything into what I'm going to talk about here today. I'm going to speak directly to the entrepreneurs, but this can apply to an athlete, a coach, a secretary, a construction worker, an architect, a plumber, a lawyer, a doctor. It can apply to anybody. So let's get into it. Point number one, understand that the business that you have stepped into, the industry that you are in, this is not a straight line existence. The straight line existence is over. Meaning, you will go through cycles in your career, in your industry, in your life cycle of whatever you're doing. You're going to go through cycles. And I said, I'm using cycles in quotation marks here. Meaning, you'll do well, then it's all going to fall apart, then you come back. That's a cycle. When you're doing well, everything's popping off the way you want it to, then everything falls apart and you never thought that would happen, and then you come back and you get it popping again. That's a cycle. You will go through those. All right. If you haven't gone through a cycle yet, that's because you just haven't been around long enough. All right, stick around. It'll happen. The same way that my sophomore year college basketball coach, I was talking to him on the phone one day in the summer before my sophomore year. And he was like, "You know what you've been up to? You've been playing ball." I was like, "Yeah, I played at this tournament, such and such, this past weekend, and this guy dunked on me at the tournament." I just mentioned to him that this guy had dunked on me at the tournament. And the coach said, "You know what? That's a good thing that you got dunked on at that tournament." And I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Because if you hadn't gotten dunked on, or if you are not playing any place in which you can get dunked on, you probably ain't playing against anybody who can play. So it's good that you got dunked on, which tells me, Dre, you're playing against somebody who can actually play." And I'm telling you that to metaphorically draw back to the cycle that I'm talking about here. If you don't go through that cycle of everything being great, then not working, then being great again, then you probably just haven't done enough business. You haven't been around long enough. That's just the way that it works. We call that the cycle. Cycle doesn't usually happen when you work a, quote, regular job, close quote. But it happens to every entrepreneur, guaranteed. Find any person who's an entrepreneur who started their business. They're the one who started the business and the business is still going right now. Ask any of them. Ask any entrepreneur you know who started their own business and they're still in it about the cycling. I guarantee they will confirm everything I told you so far. Even those who maybe you had some family help, maybe you got some money and your aunt and your uncle to give you some seed money or whatever. You still have the cycles happen. Every entrepreneur, and you can think of someone who's on your block, somebody in your family, you if you're listening to this, or somebody famous. Steve Jobs went through cycles, right? He started Apple, and it was doing okay. Then he got kicked out of his own company, went and did some other things, and then he got asked to come back to his own company, and he saved Apple, as the story goes. Donald Trump, the entrepreneur, not the politician. He built his name up through building buildings in Manhattan and doing all these projects and putting his name on stuff. Then he got to the point where he was in debt. Donald Trump was what? $9 billion in debt. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine opening up the app of your bank account, your current bank account, and the balance says negative $9 billion? You know how many zeros that is? $9 billion in debt. He came back from that to actually get into the green again. Just getting to zero would be a comeback. He came back and got back into the green. Grant Cardone, he's talked about this. Grant Cardone is a sales guy. So you want to learn about sales, that's a good place that you can learn. There's plenty of people you can learn from, but he's one of them. He's talked about how he went through cycles, how he was going okay in his business around 2008 through 2010 when the whole economy collapsed. He was highly leveraged. He lost almost everything. He didn't go bankrupt, but he came damn close and he had to fight his way back. He's talked about that. If you are familiar with him, you probably heard that story. Tony Robbins has told this story, how his company almost went into bankruptcy, how he had all these employees that he had to pay. And there was a time when he didn't have any money to pay those employees and he thought he was going to lose everything. He thought he was going to crash and burn. Everything was going to fall apart. But he was able to come back from that. And that's why we know who he is today, because he came back in that story. Don't allow yourself to feel like a failure or as if something is wrong with you as a person just because things are not popping off for you right now. You're in the midst of going through a cycle. These guys, Tony Robbins, Cardone, Donald Trump, Steve Jobs, all of them have been recognized at one time or another as great business people. I think all of them, we can still recognize them all as great business people just because of the fact that I can mention their names. I don't have to give you too much background. You know who the hell they are. You can Google them and you're going to find out a whole lot about each one of these individuals. The fact that that is the truth, we can admit that these guys are great at business, great at getting people to know who they are, if nothing else. So if you're going through a period right now where things are not working for you, understand all of these people have gone through that period where things were not working for them. So there's nothing wrong with you as a person. There's nothing wrong with your existence. You don't need to rethink everything you've ever done. Just understand that this is part of the game that you're playing. In basketball, teams say, at least in NBA games often, teams will say, we know the other team's going to make a run. If a team starts out, let's say you're watching an NBA game and some team is up big, like 30 to 10 in the first quarter of a game. You're like, damn, how is the team winning 30 to 10 in the first quarter of the game? This other team's about to get blown out. This isn't even going to be a game. We know that 99% of the time, it doesn't stay that way. 99% of the time, the team that's down 30 to 10 usually makes a comeback. And by halftime, the score is like 55 to 52, even though they were down by 20 in the first quarter. Why is that? You ask the coach, you ask the players on the team that was winning, that was up 30 to 10, what happened? And they say, well, we knew they were going to make a run. That's what teams say all the time. We knew they were going to make a run. We knew something was going to happen. It wasn't going to stay perfect for us the entire game. We knew we were going to have to earn this victory. So just because we were up 20 in the first quarter didn't mean that the game was over. We knew that the run was coming. The run came. We needed to maintain. Don't give it all back. Now we still got to win the game. It's the same way that it works with you. Just because you are up 30 to 10 right now doesn't mean you're going to stay up by 20 the whole game. And just because you're down by 20 or 40 or 9 billion right now doesn't mean you're going to stay down. You just got to stay in the game. Now, if you quit the game, now you lose by whatever you're down by at the time that you quit. But if you stay in the game, you can always come back. Just like Steve, Trump, Cardone, Tony Robbins did. Don't allow yourself to feel like a failure just because it's not popping right now. Make sure you're working on whatever's not working. Don't just sit there doing nothing, but understand that there is a cycle that you have to go through when you're in the game. This is just part of the process that you have decided to step into by becoming an entrepreneur. Point number two, today's topic is an open message to the entrepreneur who's having a hard time, who is challenged right now. Maybe you're looking at, you're staring at the wall right now. You're staring at the end of the road. You're thinking it might be over right now. This is the message that I'm giving to you. Point number two. Remember, always remember that you must continually immerse yourself in material that is making you better, sharper, uplifting you, keeping you positive and forward thinking. In other words, we call this material, we have a phrase for this, we call it personal development. You should be immersing yourself. You know what it means to immerse? You know what immersion means? Or to, if you are physically to immerse something, that means to put it in water to the point that it's completely covered by the water. Like with a smartphone, for example, years ago, at least, if your smartphone became immersed in water, that smartphone might die. You might have to take it to the store and get it replaced and hopefully you got insurance. But nowadays they say that smartphones are water resistant up to like 30 meters in depth and they can stay in the water 30 meters deep for like 20 minutes, a half hour, an hour or something, and nothing's going to happen to the phone. I'm still a little bit too antsy to test that out. But I know someone who recently told me that they dropped their iPhone in the toilet. And it was, completely underwater, dropped their iPhone in the toilet, took it out, dried it off, cleaned it off. But there are no adverse effects to the iPhone. It's still working completely perfectly. Actually, the last time I saw them, they were on their phone using it as if nothing had ever happened. So anyway, I'm trying to give you the point of immersion, what immersion means. To be completely under, all of it is all around you. You can't get away from it, okay? That's what I mean by immersion. You must continually immerse yourself in material that is making you better, sharper, uplifting you, keeping you positive and forward thinking. Books, podcasts, like the Work On Your Game podcast, YouTube that you can watch off your phone, people who are on the same journey as you, those who have already been on the journey that you're on. I just mentioned four names earlier in this episode of people who have all written books and talked about these things. You are an entrepreneur. There is likely, as the entrepreneur, unless you created it yourself, there's likely no establishment of any structure that someone else made for you to follow that is in place to support you, which means you must create this establishment. You must create the structure to support yourself that you can follow. And you could do damn near all of it from a smartphone. You could read a book, listen to a podcast, watch a YouTube video. You could do all that stuff right there from your phone. You can write things down that will work for you. You can subscribe to a podcast right there from your book, right from your phone, rather. All of these things will make you better, keep you sharp, keep you mentally focused, keep you positive, uplifted, forward thinking. If you find yourself not in these mental spaces, then what you need to do is have your break glass in case of emergency stuff around. The stuff that the music that you listen to or the books that you read or the passages that inspire you or motivate you, that anytime you're not feeling your best, those are the things that you go to, your go-to list, whatever those are. And I talk about this in detail in the mental workbook, which you can get at workonmygame.com/workbook. And instead of just breaking the glass when you need this stuff in some type of emergency, how about you immerse yourself in this stuff every single day so it becomes part of your normal thought process, your subconscious thought process. So therefore, you'll never get to the point where you, quote, need it. It's just a part of who you are. So you don't ever get so down that you're like, damn, I need something to pick me up because I'm in a mental emergency state. How about that? The mental workbook will show you exactly how to do that. So since there's no establishment of structure in place probably for you, unless you've already created it, you must create it. This is the kind of stuff that maybe it sounds easy since I told you could do it all from your phone. It's the paradox of choice. That's the hard part. See, you know how to subscribe and listen to a podcast because you're doing it right now. You know how to watch a YouTube video. I'm sure maybe you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're listening, you know how to watch a YouTube video. If you can listen to a podcast, you know how to watch a YouTube video. You probably also know how to buy a book online. You know how to look up a blog post and read it. You know how to do all these things. So it's not doing it that's the hard part. What we talk about in yesterday's episode is not if you can shoot, it's can you get your shot. See, it's not if you can listen to some positive, uplifting stuff that's going to make you smarter and sharper. It's the paradox of choice when you could be listening to the latest no future mixtape, or you could be watching some TMZ video on YouTube, or you could be reading some blog about some rapper dissing some reality TV show star. You have the option of doing that, but you also had the option of reading a book that's going to make you better in your business, or listen to a podcast that's going to give you the discipline, confidence, mental toughness to do what you need to do. It's the choice between the two. That's the hard part. It's the paradox of choice that you had to fight with. You could easily listen to some garbage, watch some garbage, read garbage all day, peruse social media, because the feed never ends, right? But you could choose to consume the stuff that both feeds and challenges your brain. It's a choice. You got to decide which choice you're going to make every single day. And understand that making that right choice is a requirement of your existence and sustenance as an entrepreneur. If you're going to keep going here, especially when you go through those cycles, you're going to need this stuff. You're going to need that brain food. You're going to need a steady supply of it. All right. It's not just when you need it. You need it all the time. You always need it. But you have to make the right choice to immerse yourself in it even before you get to the point of needing it. If you need it right now, make sure you immerse yourself in it so the next time you get to this point, next cycle that you go through, you have this stuff already in place. Point number three. Today's topic is an open message to the entrepreneur who may be struggling, hurting right now, trying to figure things out, thinking about throwing in the towel. Listen to this message before you do so. Point number three, remember why you got in this game. You had something that you wanted to share with the world, a product, a service, an idea, something funny, something uplifting, something informative. There's something that you want to share with the world. There's some change that you wanted to create. Something that you really didn't like that you wanted to get rid of. Something that you wanted to get away from maybe. Maybe there's a certain person or type of person who you wanted to help out. Remind yourself of your purpose as often as possible. Again, the mental workbook will help you do this so that it is embedded in your mind. It's not something that you have to remember to remember. But remind yourself of that purpose as often as possible. As often as possible means at least every single day. Because the game will not always be easy. And at the points when the game is not easy, you need something bigger than motivation to keep yourself going. You need to know what your purpose is. You need to know your why, as some people say, your reasons for doing what you're doing. If you're not sure what your purpose is, when you go through that cycle and things are not quite working, you're at the bottom of that cycle, you ain't coming back up if you don't know what your purpose is, or if you never had a purpose in the first place. The game will not always be easy. When your purpose is strong enough, any obstacle can be overcome. I'll tell you an example that was given in one of my favorite books. It's called The Law of Success. It was written by Napoleon Hill, same guy who wrote Think and Grow Rich. He said, when someone's desires are strong enough, they will appear to have superhuman abilities. And this is the example that Napoleon Hill gave. He said, most people, if you ask them to try, could not break down the average door, any door, the door in your house, door in your bedroom, the bathroom door, close the door, lock it, ask somebody to just break it down. Use their body to just break through the door. Most people cannot break down a door. But if you set the room on fire, the room that they're in is on fire, all the windows are locked, all the doors are locked, and there's no other way out, almost everybody all of a sudden has the power and the strength to break down the average door. What changed? Purpose change. The first time the purpose was see if you can do this. Most people ain't breaking down a door just off of that. If that's the only challenge, that's the only purpose, let me see if I can, probably not doing it. Now you set the house on fire and the only way out is to break down the door. All of a sudden everybody has a very strong purpose, which is to not die. Everybody can break down a door. The whole point that I'm making here is you got to remember why. Remember why you got in the game. Remember why you're doing what you're doing. Your why may be something positive. I want to make this much money. I want to help these people out. I want to get these things out into the world. I want to get my name known this much or that much. Maybe it's positive that way, but it could also be negative. I want to prove this person wrong. This thing that has been happening can't ever happen again. This thing affected my family or affected somebody I love in a negative way. I'm doing this just to make sure it doesn't affect anybody else that I know or anybody else in the world in such a negative way again. So it could be positive, it could be negative, doesn't matter. Whatever works for you, works for you. Because the bottom line here is we all know we're in a results-based business. Entrepreneurship is a results-based business. You need to know what your results are, what results you're aiming for. You need to know what they are. What business are you in? I've asked this question many times openly. Remember what your purpose is. Point number four, today's topic. This is a message for an entrepreneur who is with your back to the wall right now. Things not quite working. You're thinking about throwing in the towel. Make sure you listen to this message twice before you decide what to do. Point number four, the non-balance of this game. Understand this game is not balanced. In other words, you could spend over the course of a year, you could spend 11 months losing and 1 month winning. And that one winning month makes up for the whole 11 months times 10. And you can swap out months for days, weeks, years. You can spend 11 years losing, but the 1 year of winning more than makes up for 10 times the 11 years of losing. The game is not balanced. So in other words, that cycle that I was telling you about, the cycle doesn't mean you're going to be down for 6 months and then you're going to be up for 6 months. You might be down for 6 months, up for 2 months, and down for another 10 months after that. You ready for that? That's the game that you're in. I want to make sure it's been said so you're not, you know, looking like a deer in headlights if and when that ever happens to you. This non-balance is part of the game. So you could be losing for a really long time, and in one moment, all of a sudden, you win everything. Or vice versa. You could be winning for a real long time, and in one moment, lose everything. But the only way the game is over is if you stop playing. Even no matter which side you're on. This game is not balanced. It is not equal. It is not fair. Everybody does not get the same opportunities, do not get the same rewards. You don't deserve anything. Whatever happens is what happens. And how you deal with it is the variable. That's the non-balance of the game. Just know that should you decide to continue to play in this game, that's the game that you're in. If nobody ever told you, now you know. Let's recap today's topic, which is an open message to the entrepreneur who is having a hard time. Now, I know there are a lot of you who listen to this. A lot of soon-to-be entrepreneurs listen to this. Some of you are going to be entrepreneurs. You don't even know you're going to be an entrepreneur who are listening to this right now. Save this message. Save reference to this so that in the future, when you're going through that cycle that I'm going to talk about, you'll remember what I've told you. Point number one, being an entrepreneur is not a straight line exercise. The straight line existence is over. I don't know if it ever existed. It doesn't exist. Meaning you're going to go through cycles. It means you're going to do well. Things are going to crash, then you'll come back. As long as you stay in the game, that's what's going to happen. Now, if you jump out of the game at any point, then the cycle can't happen. This does not happen usually to people when you're working a regular job, but it does happen when you're an entrepreneur. Happens to every entrepreneur. You find any self-made entrepreneur who didn't go through a cycle, I guarantee they're lying or they're not an entrepreneur. Steve Jobs, cycle, got kicked out of his own company, came back. Donald Trump, $9 billion in debt, came back. Grant Cardone, Tony Robbins, on the brink of bankruptcy, came back. Don't allow yourself to feel like a failure or feel as if something is wrong with you because it's not, things are not popping off for you right now. That's just part of the game. So make sure you're continually working on things even when it's not working. Don't just sit there and think it's going to happen just because. Make sure you're continually working on things, but know that the game that you're in has cycles. That's just a part of the game. The other team's always going to make a run, as they say in basketball. Point number two, you need to continually immerse yourself in material that is making you better, keeping you sharp, uplifted, positive, and forward thinking. In other words, personal development material, books, podcasts, YouTube, from the right people, people who are on the same journey as you, people who've already been where you're going. You're an entrepreneur. There probably isn't any established structure of support in place for you unless you've already created it. Therefore, you must create it right now. It is your responsibility to create this. And the mental workbook at workonmygame.com/workbook will show you exactly how to do that. Understanding this, probably since that establishment is not in place, you can damn near do everything that I told you from a phone. And while that sounds very easy, and I probably shouldn't even say it because it's going to cause some people to dismiss it because it's so easy that they can get around to it whenever. It's not about your ability to do it. That's the challenge. It's the choice that you make. So you could choose to be on TMZ. You could choose to watch some debate between some rapper and some reality TV show star. You could choose to spend all your time listening to some rap mixtape, but you also could watch some lectures. You also could read some books, blog posts, and listen to the Work on Your Game podcast. This is a choice that you have to make. This is one of the biggest limitations of human beings is our limit of attention. We can only pay attention to one thing at a time. What choice are you going to make when it comes to that attention? This is a requirement of your existence and sustenance as an entrepreneur that you have that supporting material, that's those supporting elements in place at all times. And the more consistently you're using them, the better you'll be. Point number three, remember why you got in the game. There was something that you wanted to share, some change you wanted to enact, something you hated that you wanted to get rid of, a person you wanted to help out. Remind yourself of this purpose as often as possible because the game will not always be easy. As Napoleon Hill said, most people couldn't break down a door, but you set the room on fire. All of a sudden, they can break down a door. What changed? Their purpose changed. Point number four, the non-balance of the game. Understand, just because you've been losing for the last 10 years doesn't mean you're going to win for the next 10 years. You can lose for 10 years, win for 6 months, then lose for another 20 years. Are you ready? Hopefully it doesn't go exactly like that. I'm just throwing those numbers out just so you understand. And it can go vice versa. You can win for 5 years, lose for a year, and then win for another 7 years. But that 1 year of losing might be worse than all 12 years of winning, if you follow what I'm saying. In one moment, everything could flip for you as long as you stay in the game in either direction. This is the game that you're signing up for. Is there a way to guarantee that this won't happen? Yeah, kill yourself. Now, don't take that as an advice. Now, this is a tongue-in-cheek thing, but you get what I'm saying. Keep this message from when you are challenged. Keep this message from when you're down. Keep this message from when you're questioning yourself, your business, your ideas, your decisions, because this is the cycle that you're in. This is the game that you're in. And since you're in the game, work on your game. Dre, all day. There are a lot of episodes in the back catalog of this podcast that I reference all the time. And finally, we have workonyourgamepodcast.com. Go there. You can get access to the archive of the show, all the publicly available episodes, and some bonuses that I'm going to give you that I'm not even going to tell you about right here, and a whole bunch of cool stuff that is coming very soon. So you better be there before the cool stuff comes or your ass might miss it. Workonyourgamepodcast.com. Go there ASAP.